This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some locally acquired cases of malaria had been reported a few days ago. We spoke about that on the show, but I just want to give you guys an update from the CDC. These cases appear to occur in Florida and Texas. Now, I know people are kind of scratching their heads going, wait a second, was malaria eradicated? Was it not? We get about 2,000 malaria cases a year, but most of those cases were people that got bit outside of the United States. They were traveling, they got bit by a mosquito, they come back to the United States, they're sick, we have to treat them, or come across the border, and so it comes from out of the country. Local cases, gosh, I think the last local case might have been 2003. Local cases, meaning mosquitoes bzz, flying around. Do they make a bzz? I know bees do, but mosquitoes, I don't know what they make. That's a hummingbird. Come, if they're local, bite you. That starts to make people a little nervous because we can help prevent people who travel to those areas, give them preventative medication, etc. But if we're having the mosquitoes flying around here and spreading it, it puts people a little bit more on alert, which is why the CDC has sent an alert. So what they said was that they have identified locally acquired malaria cases in two states, Florida and Texas. There were, I believe, I don't have the numbers. They haven't, 40 seconds, four cases in Florida, and I think in Texas, one case. They do not believe these cases are connected. And this is the Plasmodium vivax malaria. And they don't think the cases are related. Nobody kissed each other. You can't pass it by kissing, so they're not worried about that. All patients are improving. They've received treatment. They're doing well. And, yeah, there we go. We have not seen local malaria since 2003, locally acquired malaria. We've treated thousands of cases of malaria over the years, but they got it from outside. So, yeah, this is a little concerning. They said at the time, in 2003, there were eight cases of locally acquired Plasmodium vivax malaria, and that was at Palm Beach County. So we're talking 20 years ago. The risk is still very, very low, but they don't want doctors saying, you know what, your fever, your fatigue, it's COVID. Okay? I had one patient with cyclical fevers. Fever would go away, come back. Go away, come back. And this is before the alert. This was last week. And I go, well, you get yourself checked out. My COVID's negative. I go, get yourself checked out for other things, like malaria. And I wonder if that was one of the patients. And so, you know, there's been a lot of people traveling, going on vacation. There's a humidity in many areas. And malaria, we don't mess with. It can be fatal. We got five species. Falciparum, vivax, malariae, oval, nolesi. And even though it's global, I think 240 million cases occur yearly, we get about 2,000 a year from people coming in. However, people will die. I think we lose about 5 to 10 people a year. Now, the imported cases usually happen summer and fall. So this would be malaria season. And so these mosquitoes are not the same one as the Zika. Zika mosquitoes were 80s Egypti. These mosquitoes, I forget, Oh, it was at the time. I just spoke about this yesterday. Hold on a second. I do not want to get this wrong for you guys. The, why aren't they giving us the name of the mosquito? It's on the tip of the tongue. Sorry. The Aedes aegypti mosquito was Zika. And by the way, it's the female that does the biting. It's not the male. Anopheles. Anopheles. All right. Sorry about that. All right. It's Greek. No, I'm joking. Okay. So, malaria, we don't mess with. If you do have any fevers, fatigue, rash even, where you're not feeling well, get a consultation. And we have to be aware that we are going to have a pretty interesting mosquito season. It's been wet. We have a lot of storms. Mosquitoes like humidity. They also like standing water. So a lot of us have little kiddie pools. We have pet pools. Get rid of those. After you use them, let's say you bring out the kiddie pool for 4th of July barbecue. As soon as you're done, dump it out. At sunrise and sunset is when the mosquitoes like to party. And they hover around the water. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the next day you'll see mosquitoes in the water. Because they're partying so much that some of them just fall in. They like water. If you do have any recent storm or flooding, try to clean up any standing water. Because if mosquitoes are near where you live, they could get you. And these mosquitoes, people will say, I won't get bit by a mosquito because I'll be on the lookout. And the second I feel one, I'm going to flick it off. You won't feel it. The animal does not feel the mosquito bite because of the blow mechanism where the mosquito will inject a little anesthetic. So it could sit there, feed, and then leave. And then by the time the anesthetic wears off, you scratch. Well, by then you already have a big red lesion. And you're like, I didn't even know a mosquito was on me. It's because, again, a little anesthetic gets injected into you. Unfortunately, then that mosquito can go to another human, do the suck blow mechanism, blow the anesthetic, give part of your blood to somebody else. And mosquitoes can transmit a lot of disease. So they're not my favorite sort of insect. And so you need to be aware of that these cases could be something that we might see more this summer. So insect repellents are fantastic. DEET, in fact, oil, a lemon, eucalyptus. There's a bunch of things. I also like to spray the clothes. You could spray the clothes. Tuck in your pants, in your socks. Make sure your skin is covered. Mosquitoes know exactly where to go to get the skin. And just be aware. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've always been a fan of religious exemptions, just like medical exemptions. And when somebody needs a medical accommodation, or they have a medical exemption, maybe I should talk in terms of accommodation. Like when you're at work and you need to inject insulin, let's say you don't have an automatic one, or you need to take your medication, work should allow for you to be able to do that. And so I think medical accommodations are something that now the ADA protects, and as long as... you know, bosses are aware of it, there should be accommodations. I've also felt a tie between religion and medicine. And I incorporate a lot of prayer into people's treatment. So, in addition to them getting their chemo and all that, I will pray for them. I pray all the time. Now, luckily for me, I could pray in my mind.
And it could be a small prayer. And it could be a quick one. So my boss doesn't even have to know. But for others, their prayer might be a little longer. It might be a little bit more obvious. And because of the power of prayer, whether it's for medical, whether it's for success, whether it's for their family, I understand that it's a necessity. And one of the reasons why I'm so grateful in America is you can have your religion. You should not be discriminated against it, having it. And if you do need the opportunity to go to church or to temple or to your mosque, that should be unobstructed. Well, a Supreme Court ruling has now come down looking at a postal worker who wanted Sundays off for the Sabbath, which, again, made a lot of us scratch our heads going, the post office is open on Sundays? They are. There are workers on Sundays. We might not get our mail delivered, but they're still processing and things that are done. I thought, because a lot of branches are closed, but apparently some branches are open. But interestingly, this case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And they did side with the evangelical Christian worker who was denied request to take Sundays off from his post office job. And they did side with him. Now, the court did not overrule a precedent that set when employers must make accommodations for religious employees. It did explain the contours of that decision in a way that might be more beneficial to employees. So this was a pretty big case. I know everybody's waiting for the student loan case, and they were waiting to see what happened with college admissions and this. But this was a biggie because there's been a lot of tug of war over, religion and we have freedom of speech, we have separation of church and state, but we also have protection of church. And so with this, Justice Samuel Alito wrote the opinion, and by the way, it was unanimous for this one. And the decision sends the case back to the lower courts. But the center of the case was Gerald Groff, a former U.S. Postal Service employee who wanted to take off Sundays for church and rest. And, when you read the Bible, and I feel guilty when I work on Saturdays. I do. I see patients on Saturdays. I always have. Because it's just, medicine didn't stop. And I'm not even making that much money on Saturdays. And so I feel guilty that I'm not resting because in the Bible it says you're supposed to rest that day. But when it comes to medicine and helping people, hopefully I get an override. But, if lives don't depend on it, you should be able to take off the Sabbath. The problem is it presented a scheduling conflict and a burden on his colleagues, according to the government. And I guess the Postal Service has been delivering Amazon packages on Sundays. Groff's attorneys had asked the Supreme Court to toss out a 1977 precedent that made it easier for some companies to deny the requests. The earlier case said that businesses could avoid meeting religious requests if the cost of doing so would be more than a de minimis or trivial amount. An employer, according to Justice Alito, said must show that the burden of granting an accommodation would result in substantial increased costs in relation to the conduct of its particular business. The decision could affect other situations where religion and workplace rules conflict, like religious dress. Some worry that the case could also affect religious conduct at work, giving employees more leeway to exercise their personal views, even if it was inconsistent with those held by their employers or colleagues. So this is something that, federal law is supposed to protect employees' ability to live and work according to their religious beliefs. But, yes, it does now open up a little bit more room where, if it is against somebody's religion, do they have to do it? So, people have brought up the topic of, all right, well, let's say somebody doesn't believe in eating pork. Will they still serve the pork dish? And so my answer to that, and I don't know if that's the right answer, but, if you do have an issue with pork, keep kosher or whatever, and have an issue with serving it, then you might not want to be in a barbecue place. then maybe, you know, have a different job. This gentleman chose the post office because they did get Sundays off. All of a sudden things changed where now they work on Sundays. And so, you know, I credit the employee that tries to find a job that'll allow that religious flexibility. It's a shame that not all jobs offer that religious flexibility, but I get that some jobs can't. So working in an OB-GYN office, if you don't believe in birth control, that's a little tricky. You know, because in an OB-GYN's office, birth control gets prescribed and gets performed. And that's so maybe that's going to be a little bit more difficult. Where I have a problem is where, you know, somebody says, look, you know, I've decided this is, and here's the other thing, too. We understand that there are very long established traditional religions. But what about the religion of, you know what, I don't believe in people paying. That's my religion. So I'm going to give stuff away for free. And I'm not saying this opens that up to that. It doesn't. I mean, the Sabbath should be a time, whenever people observe their Sabbath, they should be able to have it off. That's, I think, a given. But somebody could say, if there was a unanimous court hearing, why would anybody be against this? Well, maybe they're thinking there could be an abuse of it but as far as I'm concerned, there has to be religious accommodations. Now, where this might get a little bit tricky is all the controversy over how to decor, how to celebrate, how to brand for Pride Month and LGBTQIA+ community campaigns within the business. And so there's been some discussions on, like, athletes going, I don't want to wear certain ribbons. I don't want to... You know, does everybody have a right, you know, based on their religion? And so this might protect those workers who do not want to necessarily, engage in. And it's a shame that we all can't be more in agreement about things. But I think once a controversy dies down, a new controversy comes up. And I would not want to be on the Supreme Court. I know it's a job for life, but I got to tell you, some of these things are not easy. It's very tricky. And the reason why we are in America and the reason why our forefathers established our Constitution is to make sure that nobody would be persecuted. And we have seen what persecution has done, even in the 20th century. There's still persecution being done in the 21st century. And America is supposed to be the one place where if you need to, you know, have your Sabbath or do, but you know, because you know, for somebody religious, if they're not following God's laws, they can't live like that. But, the post office now works on Sundays. So my suggestion would be, you know, now with this, well, get that accommodation. And what I always did was anytime I had to be off for a religious holiday, I would offer to work Christmas or work another day so that it looked like I was being very flexible and still, you know, there for other people's religion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court says schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. It was a 6-3 decision. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA, and another day of big-time delays at airports. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Meanwhile, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created another big blanket of smoke from the Northeast to the Mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And then there's that big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week. It is expected to shift east today, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the East Coast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, some of you have been asking about this new pill that's supposed to be a diabetic weight loss pill. It is under clinical trial. Eli Lilly is working, I believe, on a pill form. It's supposed to be very similar to the Mounjaro, Ozempic, Wegovy sort of a GLP agonist medications, but it's not available yet. Keep in mind that these medications are maybe fantastic in terms of early and fast weight loss. We don't have enough data on long-term. I think Mounjaro, we have studies up to 75 weeks. So, you know, don't
say, you know what, my New Year's resolution, I failed. I'm going to wait till next year to start my weight loss, or I'll just wait till the pill comes, and I'm going to enjoy life until then. Try to still be diligent. Don't think that these weight loss medications are going to be very easily accessible. Don't think these weight loss medications are going to be the cure-all. The biggest thing we're seeing right now is the weight, rebound weight. And I'm having many patients call in not able to tolerate some of the side effects, such as the nausea, the vomiting, and one had severe abdominal pain, so I suspected she was having a pancreatitis or a gallbladder attack. It's not everybody. The majority of people have done really well on these medications, especially those with diabetes. But now that we're having so many more people on them, there's a lot more coverage. One of you had asked, did the diabetic medications ever cause all the side effects that we're seeing now? We have been reporting. Headlines have been surrounding the side effects of these incretin medications that have been causing weight loss. But these medications have long been well known to have these side effects. And we have had people saying, I'm sorry, I just couldn't tolerate it. Now, one of my friends was on it for his diabetes, lost a lot of weight, but he couldn't afford it. Once everybody jumped on the bandwagon, he said it went from a couple hundred a month to 1,000 a month, and he had to stop it. And he's diabetic. And I'm like, oh. So I don't think that the side effects are more these days. I think that side effect profile has always been there. It just, when you hear that, so, like, let's, for example, let's say somebody who takes metformin or glucophage for their diabetes gets some abdominal bloating and gas. Have you guys seen any headlines on that recently, even though that medicine's been out for decades? Yeah, see, it wasn't covered. So medications that diabetics have used that have had side effects is nothing new. But now that we have a lot of non-diabetics taking the medication, and celebrities taking it, and people getting all excited. Well, as I said, I've had people call in saying, you need to give me nausea medicine so every week after I take my shot, I could tolerate it. You can't be on nausea medicine year-round. I mean, if you're getting nauseated. By the way, you know, do you guys understand what nausea is? You know, because we have medications to calm nausea down, that doesn't mean you cured yourself of an illness. Nausea is a sign of something. Nausea happens because your body doesn't want you to eat. And your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. So you get nauseous. Now, some people say, well, that's why I'm losing weight, because I'm nauseous all the time. Well, okay, but that's not healthy. Now, you could be nauseous from an ulcer. You could be nauseous from an infection, like a urinary tract infection, like a GI infection. You could be nauseous from a cardiac complication. Some women, and I've taken care of them, their only symptom of heart attack was nausea. So nausea is your body's way of telling you something's wrong. So when somebody tells me when I take the medication, I get nauseous, that means the body is telling you, uh-uh, don't be putting this into the body. We don't want it. Now, is there some biochemical reaction that could be happening that we don't know about? Maybe. Is there something the body knows that we don't? Most likely. So, a little nausea that you might overcome, okay. But if you're chronically nauseous, it could be gallbladder issues, liver issues, stomach issues, cancer, heart disease. You got to get that checked out. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, what about getting nauseous on a boat? Well, yeah. Your body does not want you being flipped around over and over again. Now, I use a scopolamine patch or transderm scope that helps with the motion sickness and the nausea. It's amazing how those work. But, yeah, if your body does not want to be thrashing around on a boat, you can get a little motion sick. Now, that doesn't mean chronically you have something wrong, but it means your body's like, do you have to be here? I prefer to be on land. And I get it. Sometimes we're going to make things work. And I'm going to make a fishing trip work, or I'm going to make a cruise work. But if long-term I was nauseated, no, you got to get that checked out. So great question. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. Well, not interesting. I think it's kind of well-known. The Chinese balloon fiasco, which was, I'm still very confused. And what are they not telling us? Where a Chinese balloon came into our airspace in Alaska. We did nothing. And from what I understand, the Air Force did see it. I mean, nobody was sleeping on the job. We have the best Air Force and surveillance in the world. But it flew over, went into the Alaska tundra, which means if we wanted to shoot it down, we could have shot it down there, not hurt anybody. Went into Canada, came out of Canada, went right down through Montana, traversed our whole Midwest, and then left out of South Carolina by the time somebody finally decided to shoot it down. Well, we have some early reports, and they said it was using equipment, American-made equipment, to facilitate the collection of photos, videos, and other information. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, it wasn't able to transmit them. Several defense and intelligence agencies, along with the FBI, analyzed the debris recovered after the U.S. military intercepted and brought down the balloon. It's about 5 months ago, and the investigation revealed that the balloon contained a combination of off-the-shelf American equipment, some of which you could buy online, along with specialized Chinese sensors and other tools designed to gather and transmit data. These recent findings contradict China's claim, which I didn't believe, I don't think anybody believed, that it was a weather monitoring contraption and not for spying. Really? Yeah, right. So the presence of both types of equipment suggests that the balloon was intended for surveillance purposes rather than scientific observation. The officials described the Chinese spy balloon as a clever attempt to Beijing to conduct surveillance using a combination of readily available and specialized equipment. 8 days it traversed the country. 8 days from Alaska to Canada. When I talked about how this, you know, shouldn't have been there, somebody commented to me, oh, can you imagine all the people that would have gotten hurt if we shot it down? It was over the wall before it got to Alaska. It should have been shot down. When it was over the tundra, where there's nobody around. Instead, we waited until it got out into the sea. And mind you, if it really was a weather experiment gone bad, China should have notified us immediately saying, hey guys, one of our balloons is going off course. Just want to let you know it's on its way. Do what you want with it. Want to give you a heads up. I don't think they did that. So they were spying as far as I'm concerned. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
This is how we do every day. If you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thomas asks, will this affirmative action ruling now help or stop Chinese students from coming over and taking top spots in our universities? I don't know much about foreign students. I understand that there has been a lot of questioning on what the ramifications of this SCOTUS ruling could be. I mean, I'm of the belief that nobody should be discriminated against. Nobody. Black, white, Hispanic, I don't want to see any racism. I don't want to see any discrimination. And putting race as a factor can be very, very damaging to a lot of individuals, even those races we're trying to protect. that have been marginalized for decades. So the verbiage, if the Constitution says, you know, everybody should have equal rights, equal protection, that does stand. But I know many people are concerned that, especially with what's going on with China, that some of these students that are very aggressively educated can kick Americans' butts. And when they come over to the United States, they can now very easily take all the spots, and can the universities become all, shall we say, satellite universities for those in other countries? I don't know. I read an article that the enthusiasm for American universities have been, Axios said there was a cooling of it. They said it used to be a status symbol for Chinese families, but it appears to be losing its appeal. And so the overall number of Chinese students, including those enrolled at U.S. higher education institutions, tripled over the last decade to about 370,000 students. But last year, it dropped a little bit. Still high, 290,000, but there was a decline. They say the number of undergraduate students from China dropped about 13% last year. But the U.S. did see a nearly 4% increase in Chinese graduate students compared to the previous year. They think some of the enrollment could be because of travel restrictions. But they said Chinese student enrollment was already starting to plateau during the 2017-2018 academic year. So it's interesting because we are, especially with our borders, very open to people of other countries and taking them in. And the if you looked at the majority of students, the makeup is different. It actually is pretty diverse. And whether affirmative action gets credit for that, or just because these are people that are they deserve the spots. They had the grades, they had the score, they had the passion, and they got into the college. When you start to limit anybody from a foreign country, then you're going to limit all the migrants. You're going to limit all the, my father didn't join a university here. He became a citizen, learned the language, and he worked, but he didn't go to college here. I don't think he had the money. And his English, even though he learned the language, he still didn't trust that it would be good enough for him to be able to pass college. He was a great student in Israel, but didn't do that here. But now we have multiple avenues for people to not speak English and be able to excel in college. So a lot of opportunities. But do I foresee other countries knocking out Americans? No. But there will be, and the SCOTUS really protected schools from doing this, allowing there to still be diversity. They just don't want, when you have, and this is where the lawsuits would follow, you have somebody so well qualified, did everything, had 4.0, 1600 SAT, community service, everything that they needed to have done, but you're white, so no, we're going to take somebody with a 3.5. That's what SCOTUS ruled against. Now, I understand there could be ramifications, and there could be, and we spoke about that, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the education system, where some places might have different education systems. China and other places may have a very, very aggressive curriculum such that these students are years ahead. Now, I'm not saying America has to catch up, because I think some of these students have been depressed and struggling, and I think they looked into some of the overworking that has happened, and I don't think that is the way to go. I think, you know, America needs to do better with their education, but I don't think they have to go as far as they do in other countries. But to be admitted and to be admitted to a college, maybe it isn't going to be just about the GPA. And are there other things that individuals, that an American or a Mexican or a Canadian or a Chinese national can have that'll also benefit the university and benefit that degree? I think we're going to be changing, and we already have, what colleges are all about. I've had a big, big problem with the way Harvard, Princeton, Ivy League was. And it was basically a, we're just for the best of the best. Don't even try. And if you don't go to our schools, you're not going to do well in life. I mean, there, in the 90s, it was, if you wanted to be in politics, you better go to Harvard, Princeton, or one of the back east Ivy Leagues, or West Coast, Stanford, Berkeley. But if you don't have that kind of education, you'll never be able to run for office. Like, really? You know, I was given some crap. I went to UNLV for undergrad, UNR for medical school, and then I did my last year at UCLA so I could marry my husband. And so patients would come in going, where was she trained? And they said, well, she was trained at UNLV, UNR, and UCLA. Oh, UCLA? Okay, then good, I'm going to see her. What? UNR and UNLV were fantastic. In fact, I think I even got a better education for what I needed because our class size was so small that as a medical student, I was delivering babies, taking out appendixes, putting in central lines, whereas at UCLA, many of those students didn't get that. That wasn't in their curriculum. That went to the residents or the older doctors. And so, to me, I would explain to students, you don't understand, those of us that came from UNR, I was ready to work in an ER 1 year out of medical school. That's how good that school trained us. So this elitist attitude of, well, you have to be the best of the best to be Harvard. It's going to bring up some questions going, who are you choosing and why are you choosing? And what, you know, this idea that everybody else would be second class or third class to this. I mean, an education is an education, and that's a problem, that we have some educations that are costing an arm and a leg, and then some individuals get to go for free, or they get to borrow with the possible promise that it would get written off, and it's not equal. So we have a lot of inequality, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes, but I don't know. I just don't like the idea of, if you don't go to our school, you're not going to succeed in life type of thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.